Victims of Christmas season violence in India face more threats. We get an update on outreach efforts in Iran, and local believers plant churches in Africa and Southeast Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in India have been living without homes for almost 6 months now. Riots in Orissa last Christmas flattened hundreds of homes, and the government's offering very little money for rebuilding. Monsoon season is threatening the homes. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says the societal pressures aren't helping Christians.
They're being ostracized, and they cannot earn a living in that community because of threats against them and their families. Some of the children cannot go to school.
Dykstra says 2007 was the first year that the number of attacks on Christians in India numbered more than 1,000. Dykstra says you can pray.
Pray that the government will increase the amount of money they're giving to some of the refugees, and that the government will realize that these people need equal protection and equal rights. So not only, of course, rebuilding, but also because freedom to worship.
For more details on the situation, go to our website. Next, Christians make up less than 0.5% of the population of Iran. According to Voice of the Martyrs, open witness to Muslims is banned and government spies monitor Christian groups. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says,
there are many who are not open about their faith publicly and yet are secretly hungering for information and a closer relationship with God. The regime is very eager to discover any such people. They keep files on people. There is indeed a lot of knowledge on the part of the government that they have accumulated files that have a lot of information in them about the religious activities of those individuals.
That makes any kind of outreach with the hope of Christ very tricky.
Because of the risks and the need for secrecy, the opportunities for real Christian growth and for meeting together is certainly limited and something that has to be done very carefully.
A new recording facility was just put together because
Words of Hope broadcasts to Iran in the Farsi language every night of the week via shortwave.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Kids in third world nations need hope and healing. Kids in the West need to be thankful and generous. Cure International is putting these kids together to help each other through a program they're calling Mission Moments. It features young patient stories from around the globe of them receiving hope and healing, says Cure's Jerry Meadows.
Our children, as they hear these patient stories, begin to think, oh, I'm glad I have medication. I'm glad I have a house. I'm glad I have electricity. And they become thankful, which is really an act of worship. Then they wonder, well, what can I do with this?
Mission Moments not only includes the five patient stories, but a prayer guide for kids. Meadows says this type of training is important for the future of global missions.
If we can instill in our children, you can impact the world, you can impact another person's life around the globe today, then they will want to do that the rest of their lives.
Next, it's been nearly a year since flooding hit Ghana, but Christians are reaching out to the disaster victims. SIM International is providing homes and food to those in need. Ghana's harvest was initially hit with drought. The crops that remained were wiped out by the flooding. SIM and its partner are also providing seeds to help overlooked victims get back on their feet. Pray that the homes being built will be ready for the rainy season. Pray also that many will come to know Christ through these believers. And New Generations International, the global wing of City Teams Ministries, will celebrate church planting efforts in Africa and Southeast Asia tomorrow. Dozens of indigenous believers stand ready to plant churches in unreached areas since receiving the training from New Generations. You can help New Generations reach its goal of planting 3,000 more churches in 1.5 years. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you looking for a mission trip opportunity? I'd like you to join me and other Mission Network News listeners on a short-term mission trip to Guatemala, October 5th through the 11th. Together, we'll love on orphans with special gifts and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Deadline's June 30th. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.